An international study reveals it's going to be a lot more difficult than previously thought to rein in climate change to a target level that reduces global warming by 2 degrees. It's widely accepted that any warming beyond 2 degrees will bring about dangerous levels of climate change. The next climate change negotiations are due to begin in South Africa next week, and world leaders are now being warned emissions have to be cut back to zero very quickly, or the 2 degrees target will not be achievable. Simon Lauder reports.
A report released late last week by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warns there's likely to be more natural disasters if the world continues to warm. But keeping the heat down may be harder than previously thought, according to CSIRO climate change researcher Mike Rawpak.
There's very little wiggle room left, perhaps none at this stage. And the issue, of course, is that a large fraction of the CO2 that goes into the atmosphere stays there for a very long time. And that means that what we do now has a long-term future shadow.
Dr. Rawpak is part of an international team which used mathematical models to see what will happen to the climate in the long term under various scenarios. He says if emissions aren't rapidly reduced to zero, future efforts will have to go further and remove CO2 from the atmosphere to prevent warming of more than 2 degrees.
If we do reduce emissions rapidly, then zero emissions will do. But even a small leakage in the long term, like over 100 years from now, of about 10% of current emissions is enough to keep temperatures slowly rising.
So basically you've found it's going to be a lot harder than previously thought to keep warming to 2 degrees or less.
Most studies up to now have concentrated on the coming century. This study looked at the implications of long periods, and what we're finding is that those long implications are largely locked in by what happens this century.
Given the rate of political action that you've seen, do you think that 2 degrees of warming is still a realistic target?
I think we're on the cusp of 2 degrees of warming going from being realistic to being unachievable. And that's why the next decade or two is so important.
Global emissions have been rising by about 3% per year for more than a decade, and Dr. Rawpak says they need to start dropping by that amount every year very soon, or the planet will warm by more than 2 degrees above pre-industrial levels. He's hoping for some progress at the UN climate talks, which are due to start in a week.
In the situation we're now in, where action over the next few years is so critical, every meeting is a key meeting, so I really hope that some good outcomes come out of Durban.
The findings of the study are published in the latest edition of the journal Nature Climate Change.
Simon Lauder reporting there.